Nolte, colonialists Ben and Jerry face backlash, the Bud Light of ice cream. By John Nolte on July 5, 2023. The left-wing colonialists and anti-Semites known as Ben and Jerry are facing a backlash determined to make their overpriced ice cream the next Bud Light. Over the 4th of July, Ben and Jerry attacked America for stealing land from the Indians and demanded we immediately return this land, starting with Mount Rushmore. Then, in what can only be described as an epic cell phone, it was discovered that Ben and Jerry's Vermont headquarters almost certainly occupies land stolen from the Abenaki Indians. So, when you mix Ben and Jerry's insufferable virtue signaling and breathtaking hypocrisy, you get a backlash and one where the now iconic words Bud and Light are utilized. After Anheuser-Busch decided to do business with a transvestite named Dylan Mulvaney, a man who's become infamous for performing a female minstrel show where he prances around like an astonished reindeer, the fallout was immediate, brutal, and has so far lasted months. Transhuser-Busch has lost billions, which has resulted in hundreds of layoffs, and there is no end in sight. The brand has become a national joke. I'll give you a recent example. My pretty wife is temporarily disabled. Earlier this week, as we were leaving a bar after visiting with her brothers, I was helping to walk her out. This included carrying her purse. I held up the purse and said, "Can I get a Bud Light to go?" That got a big, knowing laugh. Good job, Transhuser-Busch. Worse still for the beer makers, Bud Light has become shorthand for a corporation that so turns off its customers with woketard virtue signaling the bottom falls out of the bottom line. Well, when it comes to woketard virtue signaling, the act of smugly demanding America return Mount Rushmore to the Sioux while you sit on land stolen from the Abenaki takes the cake, and so. Go woke, go broke. Wrote one verified Twitter account. Make Ben and Jerry's Bud Light. Boycott them. Considering Ben and Jerry's long-held left-wing fascism and hatred of Israel, I doubt that anyone preparing to Bud Light these colonialists is a regular customer. And I doubt that Ben and Jerry's left-wing customers care that Ben and Jerry are colonialists and anti-Semites. If I were Transhuser-Busch, though, I would care a whole lot about my former number one brand becoming shorthand for boycott. What's more, corporate America should keep an eye on what's happening. We are watching a culture change in real time. Previously, it was only the left who engaged in boycotts. That is changing. For as long as I've been alive, conservatives have been too busy working, raising families, and paying taxes to boycott anything. Also, unlike the left, we do not have the hive mind gene. We are not joiners. We are not Borg. We despise collectives. We like to think for ourselves. Most of all, we believe everyone, including corporations, should be allowed to speak their minds without being lynched in the kangaroo court of public opinion. Well, those days when corporations could take conservatives for granted are over. We're sick of it, most especially the politicization and sexualization of absolutely everything, including Disney cartoons. It takes a lot to rouse normal and content people to action, but you'd best back off when we are roused. Disney is dying. Knlal is dying. Transhuser-Busch is dying. Target lost a fortune partnering with Satanists to groom kids. Corporations have gone so far with their obnoxious identity politics and child grooming that we are roused. The backlash is real and real expensive.